if you're fearful of it, like you're just thinking about it in a way that makes you fearful. So you probably need to think about it a different way so you can just stop being paralyzed. Because usually fear paralyzes and then there is no momentum. So
you're listening to the world's best business podcast with Steli Efti and Heaton Shaw, who insisted on having Steli's name mentioned first, despite him having more Twitter followers.
Shut up!
If you're an entrepreneur who wants to get shit done, stop everything else and focus on this podcast for the next 20 minutes. Then go back to work and crush it.
Hey guys, this is Heaton Shaw and Steli Efti with our awesome podcast, the world's best business podcast, The Startup Chat. I don't know exactly what we've finally decided on, but we're still kind of coming up with the best possible name. And this time, I'm still in Europe traveling, and Heaton is in a car driving to... Where are you driving to, Heaton?
I'm actually on my way home.
Oh, that's nice. That's awesome. So from where? From where are you driving home?
So I came to San Francisco for a couple of meetings, and now I'm going back home. I live in the peninsula, which is between San Francisco and Palo Alto in the middle.
Awesome. It's midnight right now here in Berlin. I had a very full day of conference talks, workshops, meet and greets, hiring interviews, and now I'm at the kind of peak of my day, which is having the podcast with you before I walk my way over to the other apartment and hit the bed, hit the pillow.
That's awesome. So I'm assuming you guys have one apartment to work, one apartment to sleep.
Exactly right. Yeah, exactly right. And you know what? Yeah. They do a big thing. Today they did a big thing in Berlin. They call Startup Safari, where they do open offices of all the startups. And everybody that wants to work at a startup can just go. They bus these people from startup office to startup office. And we got included in that. So people came and arrived at our Airbnb apartment, kind of saw a Silicon Valley startup work in a Berlin Airbnb loft.
They must have loved it. That's awesome.
It was a lot of fun. People definitely had fun, and we did so too. All right, what are we going to talk about today, Heaton? What do we want to talk about?
This is my topic, I guess, maybe. So I had this thing where I have a friend. And I was just hanging out with him on the weekend, which is usually rare for me. And he has a startup, and he's a company I invested in and I advise. And he's a longtime veteran at a sort of corporate company, but very startup-y thinking type person. And so he just started his company. His company is about 12 people. It started officially probably more like earlier this year, 4 months ago, let's say. And he made this comment, and he kept making this comment over like the last couple months I've known him. And I finally just came to a conclusion about it, and that's what I wanted to talk about. So he made this comment. His comment was, hey, it's my first time, and so, you know, I don't know, right? I mean, everything's crazy. I don't know. And he kept saying that every time he wanted my advice. And what it got me thinking is, because right now, specifically, I'm starting technically at least my fourth company. I probably lost count.